A panel of experts is meeting with the Food and Drug Administration today. The group is making a recommendation about whether the FDA should approve a medicine that could mark a milestone for gene therapy. The medicine is called Luxturna. It's designed to treat a rare form of childhood blindness. Adam Feuerstein has been following the story for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. He's with us now. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Lisa.
Could you tell us more about this form of childhood blindness?
This is a form of blindness. It's an inherited form of blindness that's caused by a mutation in a gene. It mostly afflicts kids, children, and young adults. And when this gene is mutated, it causes essentially a loss of functional vision. The best way to think about this is a severe nighttime blindness. These people cannot see at low levels of light like you and I can see.
So what this drug would do, and you quote somebody in your story as saying this, is it would provide kind of a genetic flashlight that helps patients see better at night. But it's not a cure, correct?
Well, that's right. So this is a gene therapy. So what they're doing here is they're taking a tiny slice of DNA and they are surgically inserting it into the eyes of these patients. And what that corrective DNA does is it essentially replaces the malfunctioning gene that's in the patient. So in this case, it's not technically curative because there are some patients with advanced disease who don't respond that well to Luxturna. But what you're seeing here is by replacing that defective gene with a healthy gene, the patients that do benefit have a significantly improved vision.
So that's a pretty amazing outcome. Something else amazing, though, about this drug is that it's expected to cost $1 million for one application. That's all a patient needs is one application in a lifetime. But $1 million is a pretty hefty price tag. The company Spark that makes the shot, why do they say it's worth that much?
Well, this is a very rare disease. So we're talking here in the United States probably a few hundred patients that would be amenable to this treatment. And when you have a rare disease, the price tag for those drugs that treat rare diseases is very high. We're commonly talking about prices in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Here we're talking about $1 million on $1 million medicine. That seems like a huge number, and it is. But what the company will say is that this is a one-time treatment. This is not a drug that you take on a daily or a weekly basis. You do this, and these patients have improved vision.
So the insurance companies, I guess, will have to decide whether or not the drug is worth it if it does get the FDA approval. But interestingly, the FDA doesn't look at the cost when it's considering whether or not to approve it. What does it look at?
That's right. In our system here in the United States, the FDA bases their approval of a drug on the efficacy and the safety that's found from clinical trials. They do not look at the price of a medicine in making a decision about whether something should be approved. So that pricing decision and whether or not it's going to get paid for is really kind of a something that's up to the patient's insurance companies and the company that's setting the price for that medicine.
If the medicine is approved by the FDA, how great a milestone is this for the future of gene therapy?
This is historic scientifically in the United States in that there are no gene therapies approved here right now. A couple of gene therapies have been approved in Europe, none in the United States. So Luxturna, if all goes well at this advisory panel and the FDA approves it, will be the first gene therapy sold in the United States. And that's a landmark. I mean, that's a historic precedent that will be set. Now, there are lots of other gene therapies, a lot of other companies developing gene therapies for different diseases that are underway right now. So, you know, this will be the first of what could be many.
Adam Feuerstein, STAT's national biotech writer. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lisa.